In its 52nd year, Smetana's Litomyshl International Opera Festival transforms composer Bedřich Smetana's hometown in East Bohemia into a paradise for music lovers. The music festival, which is the country's second oldest, kicked off on Friday and will run until July 5th. So what can visitors expect this year? Sarah Borufka has been finding out.
For another 3 weeks, the hometown of one of the country's most famous composers, Bedřich Smetana, will be all about classical music. The Smetana's Litomyshl International Opera Festival transforms the town into a mecca for classical music lovers, including younger listeners, says festival director Jan Pikna.
Whoever comes to Litomyshl is surprised that concerts, operas, classical music performances, which are all associated more with the older generation, are very often frequented by younger listeners. It's really true that we attract and educate our own audience, and we don't even have to do so in some sort of calculated way, or by offering a different genre of music than we already do.
Maybe the roster of top-class guests is part of the reason that the festival is so popular with visitors both young and old. Most at the 2010 Smetana's Litomyshl come from within the Czech Republic.
This year, above all, we'll present top performers from the Czech Republic. For example, Eva Orbanova, Dagmar Peckova, and Ivan Kusnier. And opera houses from across the Czech Republic will perform, like the Prague National Theatre, the Brno National Theatre, and the Prague State Opera. Most of our foreign guests come from Luxembourg, for example, the chamber orchestra Les Musiciennes. Other than that, we've not invited any stars from abroad, because our programme is already very full, as it is.
This year's main theme is the 700th anniversary of the Count of Luxembourg, John the Blind, taking the Czech throne and becoming the King of Bohemia in 1310. While the anniversary only has a loose connection to the actual festival, it has great significance for the town of Litomyshl as such. Under John the Blind, a bishopric was set up in Litomyshl, boosting the town's status in the Czech lands, which led to a blossoming of culture that continues to this day.
Thank you.